Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
We didn't have anything. We had nothing. We didn't even have a name. And so we hired this company to help us come up with a name, and people thought it would be something really cute and sizzling, like, I don't know, College Super Bowl or whatever. And they came up with the name that we have, and so they put me out at a news conference in Pasadena, lights, cameras, the whole deal, and I go up to this podium, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the new event is going to be College Football Playoff. And a reporter in San Antonio tweeted immediately, if Bill Hancock had a dog, its name would be Dog.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
All right, let me ask you this. We've known each other for a long time. I feel comfortable in asking you this question, especially since you sent it to me ahead of time and said it would be okay to ask.
What was I thinking?
So in this very stadium right here, 2014, Baylor beat TCU 61-58. Maybe you heard about that. But that year, Baylor was right there in the conversation all season to possibly get one of the four spots in the college football playoff. TCU was in the conversation themselves. Neither of us, Baylor or TCU, made the playoff that year. It's 5 years later. What can you tell us about that?
I don't really remember much about that.
All right.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi and welcome, John Morris Show on a Monday. Glad you're with us. In the open, Mr. Bill Hancock, College Football Playoff Executive Director. It was fun to have him in town for the Chamber kickoff luncheon back in August. Welcome in. Glad you're with us, John Morris. Garrett Ross in studio, getting a new week underway. Open date for Baylor in football on Saturday. Back into game week mode, headed to Rice. Baylor and Rice comes up this Saturday evening.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good break for Baylor and, you know, let them get some rest and get recovered and everything. And, you know, you need that early on, you know, but it'll be nice for them to get back on the field and get rolling again.
Yeah, exactly. I think they'll be ready to get back into game action and game week this week. So the Matt Rhule press conference comes up this morning at 11:30. Normally, and I don't have any reason to think it won't be carried here live on ESPN Central Texas. It's streamed on our website, BaylorBears.com. It's available on ESPN Plus, both live and archived also. So we'll visit with and hear from Coach Matt Rhule coming up at 11:30 this morning.
It was a big weekend for the Big 12, too. A lot of teams
really
got some good wins, especially on the road.
Yep, really good. So I was thinking through the weekend, that might be a good Monday segment, and we'll try it today and see if it sticks and see if we do it every Monday. But we're going to do a Big 12 roundup segment coming up in just a few minutes. So look forward to that. And then it really was a good weekend. 7-2, six road wins for the league. Kansas winning on the road over Boston College, K-State. Went into Starkville and beat Mississippi State. Really, really good wins for the league this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any win's great, but when you get them on the road, there's just something different about that.
Right.
You know, especially in an environment like, you know, Mississippi State's supposedly, you know, traditionally pretty good. You know, Boston College, I don't think anybody expected Kansas to go up to Boston College and win. So those victories just seem to mean more. To me, in my view, anyway.
No, I think you're exactly right. It's just tougher to win on the road. So we'll have a Big 12 roundup segment coming up in just a bit. With the open date for Baylor on Saturday, we had sort of a busman's holiday in the Morris family. We went down to College Station. Our son MJ is a grad student at Texas A&M in engineering, civil engineering. And he looked at the schedule, and he saw September 14th, open date for Baylor, A&M at home hosting Lamar. So he said, why don't you all come down to the game? And I fought it initially, but my attempts to fight it were futile. Terry was all over it. She really wanted to do that. And then the family, you know, all wanted to go too.
Right.
And me fighting it was more like, I don't want to do that. Open mm-hmm. day, you know, let's stick around the house. But it was really good to, so we went. And it was really good to get there early in the day. It was a 6 p.m. game. Went to his house, and his, you know, some of his roommates were there, and people just kept filing in, mm-hmm. you know, one after another. So, excuse me, it's quite the social house, I can tell that.
Yeah.
But one of his roommates, Andrew, his parents, Todd and Tanya, were there, and man, they had fixed a spread, and he was grilling hamburgers and everything. So we left for a little bit, went over to the engineering quadrant of campus.
Mm-hmm.
And engineering is just huge on the A&M campus.
Oh, yeah.
They have 20,000 engineering students, 20,000 just engineering. And the new Zachary building is either new this year or maybe new last year, but it's just fabulous. So MJ wanted to show it off, you know,
right.
and we wanted to see it also. So we went over there, walked around a little bit through that building, looked around, and then came back to his house. We let Todd and Tanya do all the work, basically cooking. Sorry about that. But we got back, and they were very, very kind to, you know, let us jump in and eat the hamburgers and everything they had. And we watched football. And it was kind of interesting that there was a game. The game that was on was Kansas State, Big 12, Mississippi mm-hmm. State, SEC.
Right.
So the mood in the house was pulling for Mississippi State, you know, pulling for the SEC. And MJ and the game went, you know, went final, and MJ made the comment, "Ooh, Bulldogs lost to a Big 12 school." Kind of glanced up at me just to kind of get the reaction from that. So he was kind of, you know, he was kind of testing yeah. the waters there. And I said, "Yeah, that's a good win for the Big 12." But we were at his house, and then we went over to the game. And it was fun. I mean, it was, I hadn't been down there in a while. I've been down there, but hadn't been to a game there
right.
since they left, you know, the Big 12. And just going as a fan was fun. Just sitting in the stands is different for me because I never do that.
Right.
I never sit with my family at a game.
Totally
you know,
different.
That was the most fun part, just really being with them and sitting with them at a game. And I thought walking in, you know, we just kind of took our time getting there, and Truett was with us, our mm-hmm. grandson, and he wanted to see. We told him about the band, and we told him about, you know, marching in, and he understood band, he didn't comprehend the marching in part, but we saw that, we saw the Corps going in, and we mm-hmm. saw the band, you know, all the pregame stuff, just sort of walking around, and it was nice just to, you know, we weren't on a schedule. I mean, I wasn't on a schedule,
right.
you know, like I normally would be at any game. And so we enjoyed that and went in, found our seats, sat down, and just kind of took it all in. Now, we left at halftime because it was a night game. We had to come back.
Yeah.
And true, it was a little bit, just a little bit fussy. Not actually fell asleep in the stands. He fell asleep sitting on Megan's shoulder. So he fell asleep. So we left at halftime after we stayed through the Aggie band marching
right.
at halftime. But it was really cool. I mean, it was really fun to be there. And again, just being with our family and seeing MJ, and he wanted us there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it worked out really well. There are some pictures floating around. First, I said, no, I'll just take the pictures. I don't want to be any pictures.
You don't want no part of this.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. So I was in pictures, and there's one picture that, to me, is just classic. I'll show it to you. So it's all of us and Truett, our grandson, who's three. So we're going down there, and he wants to take his Baylor foam finger.
Right.
You know, he loves the foam finger. And it's got Baylor, Sikkim, or something on that. And so he has it when we're getting in the car headed to College Station. I said, "You taking that with you?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "All right, do it." We get there and we're getting out of the car, and he's looking around for his foam finger, and he gets it. And I said, "You taking that into the stadium?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "All right, let's do it." So here he is, you know, cute little three-year-old kid walking into an A&M Kyle Field with a Baylor foam finger.
Right.
You know, you can't get upset at a cute three-year-old kid. But one of the pictures we took was kind of on the east side of the stadium where the it says home of the 12th man. I think it's 12-man statues on that side.
Yeah.
And it's right there. And Truitt is, again, he's a little bit fussy. He's just not feeling 100%. You know, he missed his nap driving down there. I was a little bit fussy. I missed my nap. But but just a little bit fussy. And we stopped for a picture and trying to get him to cooperate in the picture. And the way the picture came out was, you know, it was like you could see him saying, okay, let's do this picture and let's go on. But the way the picture came out, it's all of us lined up and smiling, and Truitt is standing in front of us, and he's got the Baylor foam finger, and it's like I tell you what it looks like. He's really just saying, all right, take the picture, but he holds the foam finger up, and his head's down, just like, get this over with. But it looks like, remember the 1968 Olympics? You know, the black power salute by, who was that? John Carlos and Tommy Smith.
Yeah.
Those two guys. You know, they're up on the victory stand and they're doing the salute. Well, it kind of looks like that. It looks like Truitt is saying, I'm Baylor! I'm Baylor through and through! And he's holding up the foam finger as we're in front of Kyle Field. And it was great. And that was one of the pictures that the girls posted somewhere, Instagram or Facebook or somewhere. And that was what got the most reaction.
That was awesome.
Look at Truitt. He's so faithful to Baylor. Look at that boy. I'm so proud of him.
That was awesome.
So it really is. It's a funny picture. And David Kay sent me a text last night. And he said, I'm dying laughing at this picture. Way to go, Truitt. So that was our trip down there. And we got back, leaving at halftime, we got back at a decent hour. We missed the traffic coming out of there. But, man, that stadium is just massive.
It really is huge.
102. I looked it up, 102,733. And it wasn't full for the Lamar game, you know, Saturday. But there were probably, I don't know what they said the attendance was, 85 or 90,000 people. We sat up in the third deck on the south end. And, man, that thing is just massive. It really is.
Oh, it really is. I went last year. Was the first game of the season. It was the first A&M game I went to.
Really?
My friend, he went there and he took me and
where'd you sit?
We sat in the end zone. We were in the end zone opposite of the scoreboard.
Okay.
I don't know what
That's
side
north,
it is.
Yeah.
And we were like on the second or third deck.
Okay.
And but it was an event. I mean, it was nice. It's different, you know, because I'd never been to like the only stadium I'd went to is, you know, around here, like to McLean or to the Floyd Casey. I'd never been to a big stadium like that. And it was different, but it was fun. And then like there was this, we had to come out of a tunnel when we were walking to the stadium, and there was like this girl out there. She was playing all these fight songs on a violin.
Really?
And, you know, taking donations for money. And,
wow.
But it was a really unique experience, and it was fun, but I don't know. I guess it's different. It just wasn't from the atmosphere. He kept, you know, amping it up because he's an Aggie. And
sure.
I was like, all right, you know, I guess. I get it. But did you do the saw him off thing?
Did not. I did not sway.
Yeah.
Nope. MJ tried to get us to sway. He thought that'd be funny if I was swaying with him. And I did not participate in that.
Yeah, he got me to do that. And I was just kind of halfway doing it. Half inch. I think I was wearing, because I didn't have my LSU stuff on, but.
You did or didn't?
I didn't. I had on my Redskin shirt.
Right.
But it was all right. It was different.
Yeah. And I went neutral. I told him I wouldn't wear anything Baylor, but I said I'm not wearing anything maroon or A&M, you know, for obvious reasons. And so it was like a gray Columbia shirt is what it was. But the girls, like Megan, wore a maroon dress and Terry wore a maroon dress. I mean, they were into it. And to be honest, Terry, my wife, has a lot of Aggie in her background. Her brother Ronnie went there, and Donna, her sister-in-law, they went there, and they're dyed-in-the-wool Aggies.
Right.
And her dad didn't go to school there, but he was a farmer and a rancher, and so he just really associated with A&M. So that's what she grew up with. And, you know, for that reason, she was pretty sentimental going down there, you know, thinking about her dad and thinking about her, you know, her family and upbringing, and now MJ is there. And he's doing well. I mean, it's a good place. If you're an engineering and grad student, want to do engineering, it's a really good place to be.
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's a really good school. I mean, but it's just for some people and some people it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. It was. All right. So we would survive the trip to College Station, enjoyed it. And, MJ, we were glad to be there with you and Had a fun weekend all the way around. All right, take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Coming up in a bit, how about a Big 12 roundup from the weekend? Some really, really good wins for the league this weekend. Baylor was the only team idle, and there were 7 wins in the 9 other games. One really disappointing loss, Iowa State losing to Iowa. Not that it was, you know, a bad loss at all. Iowa was ranked, but just disappointing that Iowa State couldn't find a way to win that one. So we'll look at all those coming up in a bit. Glad you're with us. Off and running on a Monday, John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Here today with Waco's Financial and Retirement Planning Resources, the team from Lovett & Associates, founder CEO Kendall Lovett, as well as advisor Jeremy Mossick. Kendall, what is the mission there at Lovett & Associates, and what do you do to help your clients achieve that mission?
Retirement is our mission. We wake up every day trying to help as many people as we can avoid the mistakes that most people make when they're preparing for retirement. That day comes around a lot quicker than they expect it to.
You mentioned avoid the mistakes. It's been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. I really feel like we don't have the time to learn from our own mistakes in retirement. You sort of only get one chance at that ideal retirement.
You do. You get one chance at it. I think most people make a big mistake of procrastinating and saying, I'll get around to that when the time comes. We try to make people realize that if they get into a habit, that when the time comes, the money will be there. If you put it off one time, it makes it easier to put it off the next time, and it's time to retire and the money's not there.
There are several things that take place that can really spark the need to seek professional advice. That big event, someone who is approaching retirement quicker than they thought they would, a large liquidity event, the sale of a property, sudden wealth, that liquidity event puts you in a position where you're dealing with more money and a lot more planning than the average person might be comfortable dealing with. And so coming to see an advisor to prepare for that and receive the best advice that you can under those circumstances is very important.
And at Lovett & Associates, they do offer that guidance to savers and investors across Waco on a complimentary, no cost, no obligation basis. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an agent who's there when you need them most. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Save over $13,000 on 2019 Silverado 1500 LT, Texas edition with supplier pricing. See the difference that so many of our friends rave about: transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on a Monday. Gonna have our Big 12 roundup coming up next segment. Look at the Big 12 games from the weekend. Really good weekend to look back at those with some really good wins by the league over the weekend. And 7-2 was the record for the Big 12 over the weekend. And some really good wins. Kansas winning on the road over Boston College. West Virginia winning at home over North Carolina State. A lot of people didn't expect that one. And then K-State going to Starkville and winning over Mississippi State. So some really good ones. K-State, I think I saw a headline. They're in the coaches poll this week.
Yeah, I believe so. I seen that they were ranked, but I wasn't sure. I didn't get to see where they're sitting exactly.
Right.
I seen that they made it in.
How about that? Off to a 3-0 start. Yeah. And coming off a good win on the road. So we'll look at that next segment. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. We'll get a new Tune In Tuesday email from the Baylor Club, obviously on Tuesdays. That's when they email out kind of a schedule for the upcoming events. Looking at the one most recently, they have a Helping Hands Social Hour coming up tomorrow. That is 5 to 7 p.m. And what this is a way to help a local nonprofit and the Baylor Club doing their part there. It is 5 to 7 tomorrow in the Anytime Lounge, Co-Partners is a religious charitable organization that serves the impoverished, remote, and displaced directly and through partnerships. So that will be the beneficiary of the Helping Hands Social Hour coming up tomorrow at the Baylor Club. New member orientation is coming up this Wednesday, the 18th, 5:30 in the Suite Lounge. So this is a good time if you are a recent member, a new member, or if you're thinking about it. Actually, I guess prospective members, this wouldn't be for you, but there's other opportunities to get more information on the Baylor Club. But if you're a new member, the orientation comes up this Wednesday at 5:30. Chance to meet people. Baylor Club 101, all your membership needs and any questions you might have would be addressed. So that comes up this Wednesday, the 18th, the new member orientation there at the Baylor Club. So check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. Also, give them a call if you have any questions, like to talk to someone directly, and you'll get a live body, a person to talk to on the other end, 254-710-8080, 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. We're also brought to you by UBO, a championship decision in business, is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services, UBEO, UBO Business Services. All right, how about this? Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll go around the Big 12, look at the results from Saturday, some of the highlight cuts from the weekend as well. So our Big 12 roundup when we come back on a Monday morning. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted our brand to guide you toward living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Better Homes and Garden real estate professionals with your needs and help you find the home of your dreams and throughout every stage of your home buying or selling process. With your life in mind, there's Better Homes and Garden Real Estate, Edwards & Associates. Expect better at betterwaco.com. That's betterwaco.com.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked Marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Fall stuff has arrived at Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTEX Barbecue. Midway Panther fans, come check out the newly stocked Midway Panther section with new tees, shirts, and hats. The youth section is better than ever, perfect for the future Panther in your family. It's your game day ready for sports headquarters at Barefoot Campus Outfitters. If you're a fan, Barefoot Campus Outfitters has you covered.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Cowboys are now 2-0 on the season after beating the Redskins 31-21. Devin Smith was the leading receiver as far as yards go. He had 3 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. After the game, Smith was asked about his performance.
I knew I would have an opportunity, so just whenever, you know, it's kind of just how it's been, with this whole process, whatever opportunity I get, try to take full advantage of, and they brought me in, and they called the play, and just had to execute.
The Cowboys will host Miami next week. The Texans picked up their first win of the season with a 13-12 victory over Jacksonville. The Jaguars had an opportunity to tie the game at the end, but head coach Doug Marrone chose to go for 2 points instead of kick the extra point, and they failed. Next week, the Texans are on the road taking on the Chargers.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on a Monday. Appreciate you being with us today. All right, let's look around the Big 12 from the weekend. Of course, Baylor was idle, back in action this week. Bears play in Houston against Rice. Let's go back to Friday night first, a Friday night game in the Big 12, and it was Kansas going on the road against Boston College. Consider this, Jayhawks were coming off a 12-7 loss at home to Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm. They lost to Coastal Carolina, scored 7 points in the process, and now they have to go on the road to play an ACC school in Chestnut Hill and Boston College. And Kansas gets the win over BC, 48-24, Jayhawks the final score.
That might be the most surprising victory out of any that we discuss, in my opinion.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. I would put the two Kansas, the Sunflower State combo together there.
Oh, absolutely. But the Kansas, I mean, I watched the first game initially. I can't remember who it was against now, but they had trouble stopping that team's running back. And, you know, and I think he ended up getting hurt and they were able to make a comeback. And then last week when you play Coastal Carolina and you can't get anything going, you know, that's you think that, man, we're going into Boston College, it's going to be, you know, the same thing, much of the same. And, you know, and Les Miles has never been known for putting up points. And you want to go on the road to Boston College and put up 40-something points, that's unreal to me.
Yeah, 48-24, Kansas wins. First a road win over a Power 5 opponent since 2008. They lost 48 straight on the road against Power 5 opponents. That includes conference games. But snap that streak in a big way. I don't know if it was Brian Haney on the radio or if it was a headline in the paper, but it said the beatdown in Beantown because it really wasn't close. 48-24, great win for KU. It was Indiana State that first week.
Yeah, Indiana State, that's
and
right.
And then lost to Coastal Carolina last week, so they are 2-1 on the season. All right, let's look at Iowa State. Here's a highlight cut courtesy It is John Walters, courtesy of the Iowa State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Split backs here. And here's a quick throw backwards and another forward pass downfield. Wide open man. Petway the catch. And it's going to be a Cyclone touchdown. A double pass. DeShonte Jones caught the pass from Purdy behind the line. It was a lateral pass. And then he fired downfield to a wide open LaMichael Petway for a 51-yard Cyclone touchdown.
One of the highlights, that in-state rival, again, courtesy of John Walters, Learfield, IMG College. Iowa State was up at that point. You know, College Game Day was there in Ames. First time ever for football for Game Day. Always a big buildup, in-state rivalry, Iowa State, Iowa. So they have the big buildup, and then they have weather. And the game was delayed like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So they had a long weather delay, and maybe more than one, I'm not sure. But they were supposed to play in the middle of the afternoon. They ended up finishing, I listened to the end of it, driving home from College Station Saturday night.
Yeah, I initially turned it over there. I wanted to see that game, and it was like they got the kickoff starting, and then, boom, lightning strikes.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was a delay in it and everything, so I turned it off, and I never caught any of it. I seen the highlight of how it ended, very disappointing, but that was my attempt of watching Iowa and Iowa State.
18-17 was the final. Iowa winning over Iowa State. Iowa State was trying to get the ball back late in the game, and they had, maybe you've seen this highlight of a muffed punt where basically two Iowa State players ran into each other.
Yeah.
And lost the opportunity to get the ball back, and that was the ball game. Iowa won over Iowa State 18-17. Disappointing loss there for the Cyclones. All right, we mentioned K-State going to Starkville.
Second and five from the 15-yard line. Linner's in motion. Back to the right he goes. Here's the fake handoff. Thompson rolling to the right. Wants to throw. A man open. Touchdown to Dalton Schoen. He throws the touchdown from 15 yards away. And with 5:37 to go, K-State is back in front 30-24. It was wide open.
Baylor University's average undergrad class
is the Kansas State Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College. Mississippi State won in Manhattan a year ago. I think it was 31-10. K-State returns the trip to Starkville and wins over the Bulldogs. 31-24 is the score. Run their record to 3-0 on the season. K-State with a couple of very dominant wins at home over Nichols and then Bowling Green.
Yeah.
But then you go into Starkville and win that game to run your record to 3-0. So well done, K-State. And they are in the coaches poll. You found them there.
Yeah, they're 25 in the coaches poll, and it's the first time since 2017 that they made their way in. But it's well-deserving. They've been very impressive over the start of the season. And, you know, that was a very good victory to go on the road and get that in Starkville.
So K-State 3-0 on the season with the win over Mississippi State. West Virginia at home playing North Carolina State. West Virginia, oh, I'm sorry, I got you out of order there. West Virginia at home playing North Carolina State, and they had a disappointing trip to Missouri, lost that game at Missouri a week ago, came home. Here's one of the highlights from a big West Virginia win.
Kendall ready, takes the snap back. Fake handoff, ball thrown on a slant pass into the end zone. Catch, touchdown! West Virginia, Ali Jennings, the freshman, caught it. The ball came in low, and Jennings, playing in his first game in the gold and blue, puts West Virginia up by 10.
Tony Caridi with the call, courtesy of the West Virginia Mountaineers Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College. 44-27 the final. Mountaineers win the game over NC State. Good win for West Virginia, now 2-1 through the non-conference portion of their schedule as well. Let's see, who else? How about Oklahoma State? In-state rival, Oklahoma State going to Tulsa. Had a battle with the Golden Hurricane, Coach Philip Montgomery and folks there. Here's a highlight cut of the Oklahoma State win over Tulsa.
Sanders takes the ball, hands it off to Hubbard. Big hole up the middle. Hubbard to his right to the 20, 15, 10, 5, right sideline. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Juba Hubbard, 30 yards. His second TD of the game.
Dave Hunziker with the call, courtesy Learfield, IMG College, Cowboy Sports Network. This was a one-point game. Tulsa on top at halftime, 21-20. Tulsa played really, really well. Oklahoma State took control and poured it on in the second half, winning 40-21.
Yeah, Tulsa looked good early on, you know, and I think one of the most enjoyable parts for me was watching Jackson Player. Jackson Player had a big game, you know, coming out of Midway and going to Tulsa, and Zach Smith looked pretty good. But there, the one drive that stood out was I can't remember their running back's name. He's number three. But they put him up and they lined him up. He had like five runs in a row where they drove like 40 yards into the end zone, you know, and just they looked very efficient and dominant on the Oklahoma State defense.
Hmm. Yeah. So Oklahoma State wins that one 40-21, the final score. Good win for the Cowboys on the road. They had a lot of fans there, but it was technically a road game playing in Tulsa. How about TCU? TCU goes into Big Ten country and win over Purdue. Very dominant win for TCU. They ran the ball really well. I think they passed it for just 70 yards or so, but they just ran it all over Purdue. 34-13, the final. TCU wins over Purdue.
Yeah, that's a good win for TCU. And did they play multiple quarterbacks in that game?
I think they did. Yes.
So they're still trying to find out, I guess, who's going to ultimately take the role going in. But you know, what better time to see in a game like that? You're on the road and you throw them out there in that environment and see who handles the adversity.
Yeah. So that's a good win. I mean, like there were several this weekend that you know are really good wins, kind of under the radar teams that aren't ranked. West Virginia beating NC State, that's a good win. TCU winning on the road at Purdue. Kansas winning on the road at Boston College. I mean, those are just good wins on the road.
Oh, absolutely.
And one that people expected, Oklahoma, fourth in the nation, going out to Los Angeles to play UCLA, won handily, 48-14. Another really, really good game by Jalen Hurts at quarterback for OU. They sort of manhandled UCLA and had their way, running their record to 3-0.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts looks very comfortable and confident in this offense.
He does.
He is very impressive.
Yes. He's not the Heisman leader right now, and it's really early.
Yeah.
But he's definitely on that list as well as he's played. So Oklahoma wins over UCLA. Texas played Rice. They played at NRG Stadium. Texas jumped out to a 38-0 lead, won it 48-13 over the Rice Owls. It's a team Baylor will see this week, back at Rice Stadium. But Texas, nice win for them, really doing what they should do, 48-13.
Yeah, and the lone highlight I seen from this game was Cameron Dicker kicked a 58-yard field goal.
Oh, wow.
You know, and granted, it's NRG, you know, the climate's controlled, right. But that's still impressive.
Doesn't matter. It's still 58 yards.
That's 58 yards.
Wow, that's good. 48-13, the final score. Then the nightcap on Saturday, late game out in Arizona. Texas Tech lost to Arizona 28-14. Disappointing there, but road game for the Red Raiders playing late, and Arizona wins it over Tech 28-14. So, Baylor with the open date on Saturday. Everybody else, the other nine schools, 7-2 record for the Big 12 with six road victories. So really, overall, some really good wins for the league this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a great start to the season for the Big 12 overall. I mean, week one, they were undefeated, correct?
Yep, 10-0, right.
I mean, they've just been very impressive. And, you know, which to me, especially with all the new coaches, you know, to have, you know, going in the right way, that's really you know, very beneficial for the league.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you think with a new coach, with a coaching change, there's going to be, you know, that transition time, sometimes a transition season. But, man, they've jumped out and done really well so far.
Yeah.
Look ahead to the upcoming week. In addition to Baylor-Rice, Iowa State hosts Louisiana Monroe. SMU and TCU play in Fort Worth. There's two conference games this weekend. West Virginia plays at Kansas, and Oklahoma State plays at Texas. That is prime time on ABC this Saturday evening, 6:30 on ABC for the Cowboys and the Longhorns, and that's it. So kind of a light schedule this week compared to a normal week, but then two conference games in the Big 12 this upcoming Saturday.
And that'll be a good way to see where everybody's at, you know, get the conference started off right, and it's – I guess just preparation for what's about to come, you know, because it's about to be all conference games.
Yep, sure. So there's a Big 12 roundup looking around the league from the weekend. Look ahead to the schedule this week. And we'll see if we can continue that and do that on Mondays just to you know, keep our finger on the pulse of the Big 12 Conference. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Day of the day. Look ahead to some birthdays and look ahead to some other things as well. Stay with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross, John Morris Show brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page to have contact information, see all the things that she has done and is doing. 254 series of videos are there, catching up with Cunningham on Wednesdays, plus some real success stories of selling homes and buying homes for folks and helping them move and relocate, whether it's across town or across the world. She's a global luxury specialist. She can certainly help you as well. So we would direct you to her Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Touchdown! At the drop of the tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sausage.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Let's talk about that to-do list. Mr. Handyman can take it from to-do to done and out of your hands. Whether it's drywall repair, tile installation, installing or repairing a fence, carpentry, or assembling that playset or trampoline, Mr. Handyman can handle it. And all of their staff is insured, bonded, and background checked so you know that your home is in good hands. And right now, you get $75 off a 4-hour job and $150 off an 8-hour job. So if your honey-do list is weighing you down, call the pros at Mr. Handyman. 254-523-6688 or visit MrHandymanWaco.com. Mr. Handyman, on time, done right.
Get more savings on Buick at Richard Carr. Style, luxury, technology make Buick SUVs an amazing value. Right now, save 13% off all 7 passenger Enclaves. Save 16% off the midsize Envision or save 20% off the spacious but compact Encore. Buick SUVs starting under 20 grand. Save thousands. Get here now, call now, or go to RichardCarMotors.com now to get more value and more savings at Richard Carr.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Cowboys are now 2-0 on the season after beating the Redskins 31-21. Devin Smith was the leading receiver as far as yards go. He had 3 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. After the game, Smith was asked about his performance.
I knew I would have an opportunity, so just whenever, you know, it's kind of just how it's been, just with this whole process, whatever opportunity I get, try to take full advantage of, and they brought me in, and they called the play, and just had to execute.
The Cowboys will host Miami next week. The Texans picked up their first win of the season with a 13-12 victory over Jacksonville. The Jaguars had an opportunity to tie the game at the end, but head coach Doug Marrone chose to go for 2 points instead of kick the extra point, and they failed. Next week, the Texans are on the road taking on the Chargers.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
back with us. Final segment, John Morris Show on this Monday morning. We'll hand things off to Matt Mosley. It'll be a clean handoff. There will be no bobbling of the ball to hand it off for Matt Mosley. Top of the hour. You'll look forward to hearing from him. 10 to noon, Unnecessary Roughness, noon to 3. You make the call 3 to 6 here on ESPN Central Texas. Remember, the Matt Rhule press conference carried live here at 11:30 here on ESPN Central Texas. All right, day of the day. Garrett tells me that today is National Working Parents Day.
There was a multiple ones you could choose from, but I could relate to this one.
Yeah,
so I went
I'm
with
sure
that.
You can. So on September 16th, National Working Parents Day honors the working parent. The day pays tribute to those parents who work to provide for their family. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, around 61% of families with children have both parents working outside the home. 61%.
I'm not one of those.
Yeah?
It's just me.
Just you. Very good. Very good. Well done. That number increases to nearly 65% for families when the youngest child is at least 6 years old. So when the kids get older, sometimes get both parents working more. Often working parents feel divided between home and work. Many times parents work opposite schedules, so there's always a parent at home with the kids. I saw a commercial last night. It was a guy who was working a night shift, maybe something medical, and the clock struck 5 a.m., and he was out. It was a car commercial.
Yeah.
So it was about the car that he was driving, and he and his wife shared one car. So he was off from the night shift. He drove home. His wife met him in the driveway. She took the keys. And he said, have a good day. And she said, good night. Because he was coming home and going to bed. And she was going off to work.
That's really like the only way you can do it. And then most of the time, like in our situation, daycare is so expensive, it would be irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's like my wife, if she was to work, her whole check would go to paying daycare.
For daycare. Yeah, exactly.
Pointless.
So there you go. Today is National Working Parents Day. Celebrate appropriately that. Birthdays to mention. Let me go back to yesterday. Irene Thornton's birthday was yesterday. Irene is my aunt by marriage, and I love Irene. And we saw Cindy Thornton at HEB yesterday, and Cindy was going to have lunch or dinner, I guess, with Renee, and Susie Vickery came down for the birthday celebration. So a day late, but happy birthday, Renee. Let's see. Jody Moore's birthday was yesterday also. Jody works at Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Today, look at this list. This is the longest list I think I've ever had of folks on one day. So today, Terry Graham at First Woodway. Today's Terry's birthday. Happy birthday to him. And what a great guy and great part of the staff there at First Woodway. Today is Craig Way's birthday, the voice of the Longhorns. Happy birthday to Craig. Odell James, former Baylor quarterback. Carson England, Brian and Kim England's son, works in the Bear Foundation. Today's Carson's birthday. Kelly Grinnell used to work with her at Channel 10. Zeb Herring's birthday is today. Saw Zeb recently. Well, it's been during the summer, but I hadn't seen him in a while. But Zeb, happy birthday to you. Tom Hart does games for ESPN. Michael Marquardt, big Baylor, former track guy. Today's Michael's birthday. Who else? Greg Dennis, former MCC and baseball, Baylor baseball great. Greg now coaching collegiately. It's his birthday. And Nelson Haggerty played basketball at Baylor, now coaching. Today's Nelson's birthday as well. So what a great list there. Birthdays on the 16th of September.
I'm glad you had a big list. I have nobody
you got
to
nothing
contribute.
To add? Yeah. I mean, that is a long list on the 16th. So happy birthday to all those folks. All right, Cowboys won yesterday, so all's right with the world and a lot of people's worlds. Good win for the Cowboys over the Redskins. You're shaking your head. What?
I'm a Redskins fan. So it wasn't a good day for
not
me.
A good day for you.
Not at all.
You are outnumbered.
I am outnumbered, and I feel it every time I get on Facebook or any time a social media platform during game day. I'm constantly getting ridiculed, whether it's my father-in-law to friends. They're all letting me know that
right.
I made a wrong decision
they're
with
right.
my team.
I got you. I was a Redskins fan when Robert Griffin was there.
Well, see, yeah, there was a lot of us, you know, back then around Waco, but now they all left me solo.
it's good that you can hang on in there. And
you got to. That's about all you can do is hang on. There's not much to hang on to. It's pretty pathetic.
Wave the Redskins banner.
Yeah.
So reminds me of course, Ricky Thompson, who does sidelines for us. Ricky played for the Redskins out of Baylor and the biggest Redskins fan. You know, maybe you and he are the two biggest that I know. And Ricky kind of waves that banner, you know, in the wilderness here in Central Texas. But when Rob was drafted by the Redskins, went up there, I think I've told you this before, but several people gave me things and said, hey, could you get this signed by Rob?
Right.
And I said, I'll try. I can't promise anything. May take a while. And they said, no problem. So two of those things were Redskins jerseys that Ricky gave me to get signed. And one of them was the burgundy and gold, and the other one was the white jersey, really sharp-looking jerseys.
Yeah.
And number 10, you know, for Robert. And, again, this stuff sat in a box in my office, and I would see Rob, and I'd say, hey, there's some people that gave me some things to sign. Would you mind doing it? Yeah, no problem. I'll be right there. And then it just wouldn't happen.
Right.
So these things sat in a box in my office for 6 years. So this was when it you know, kind of started piling up. You know, he left in the draft after the 11 season. So 2012, he left in 2012. And you know, the things just started, you know, piling up. And I told everybody, I said, I'll try. I can't make any promises. But then they just sat there, mm-hmm. you know, for 6 years. And then I saw Rob's mom one day was in our building. And I said, Ms. Griffin, let me ask you something. I said, see this box right here? These are things people gave me and asked if Robert would sign them. And I just keep missing him. And she said, you send me that box and I'll take care of it. And I said, all right, thank you. So sure enough, I did. The whole box, I packed it up. I sent it to her. Or actually, she gave me an address to send it to get straight to him. He signed everything that was in there, sent it back. And it was like Christmas Day.
Yeah.
When even 6 years later, you know, I got to hand those things out to people who had asked for them.
Funny how that works. You get fun. Mama involved.
Oh, yeah. She was the right one to talk to.
That's funny.
So she was great. She said, I think she said, I'll get him to do it. And I said, all right, thank you very much.
That's hilarious.
So two of those were Redskins jerseys. It's kind of where I started with that. And really cool looking. So Robert wasn't with the Redskins by the time that Ricky got the jerseys back. But pretty cool to have.
I have one Redskin. It's a burgundy Joe Theismann jersey that I got it like 5 years ago. That's it. I don't have very many jerseys. A lot of hats.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Redskins.
Ricky
hats.
Played with Theismann. So.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So he's got some good stories there. So the Cowboys won Browns and Jets, right, on Monday Night Football tonight.
They're playing. It was the very first Monday Night Football game was the Browns and Jets.
Really?
So that, I guess with the 100-year anniversary of the NFL, that's why they're doing it.
How about that?
So that'd be a pretty neat game. Browns should take care of it, but we'll see.
That's pretty cool. How badly was Drew Brees hurt yesterday?
I know he's staying in Los Angeles to go and see a doctor. There's like some ligament damage.
Ugh.
I had him on two of my fantasy teams and it didn't go well.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
I really hate to hear that. I was listening to the Cowboys some yesterday in the postgame show, and they brought that up when he got hurt early in that game with the Rams.
Yeah, he got hurt. There was a lot of Roethlisberger's hurt. The Sam Darnold's out with mono, which is absolutely weird to be an adult with mono.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, I can't remember, but there's like four backup quarterbacks that are starting. And Jacksonville, because what's his name? Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt. So he's out. So there's four backup quarterbacks starting right now in the NFL.
Wow, that's tough. All right, we're going to move out of here and make room for Matt Mosley coming in next. He is completely healthy. He is not on the injured list whatsoever. So Matt Mosley coming in next. You'll enjoy that. Remember the Matt Rhule press conference. You can hear it live right here beginning at 11:30 this morning here on ESPN Central Texas. Or if you're out away from a radio, it'll be live on ESPN Plus and streamed there and archived there as well. So Coach Rhule at 11:30 and Baylor continuing preparation for Rice this Saturday evening, 6 p.m. at Rice Stadium. Garrett, appreciate it. Thank you very much. And appreciate everyone tuning in. Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next here on ESPN Central Texas.
I need a microphone in my room.